boats do people have?
Boats? Well, good gracious, now they got all kinds. Any kind you can name, they got it. I don't know what you'd call it.
What did they have when you were growing up?
Nothing but just old wooden boats. That's old. Just made out of wood. You made them yourself.
What about the boats they have in South Louisiana? What are some of them called?
In where?
South of here.
Well, they got aluminum boats now.
What about P-Rows?
P-Rows, yeah. P-Rows, little old chart boat.
Did they have those around here?
Yeah, you still see some of them. P-Rows, yeah. Just one man rides and sits right down the bottom of it.
They're pretty hard to balance them?
Yeah, you got to balance the thing. Don't it turn over, it ain't much wider than that.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and tells them, now here.
Here's your clothes, put them on.
Okay.
That's what I tell them.
If you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might tell him, you don't need to be scared, what's going to hurt you?
I won't hurt you.
I'm not going to hurt you or something. I don't know what you'd say.
Did you ever say ain't? I ain't
going to hurt you. Yeah, ain't going to hurt you.
How do you use the word ain't?
Ain't going to hurt you. How do you use it?
Yeah, do you use that word often? Or?
Yeah, sometimes. Forget about yourself. You ain't going to do this and I ain't going to do that. Yeah.
Say if I asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, I didn't go into town, so it.
I'm not understanding you somehow or another.
Well, say if I ask you, was that you that I saw in town? You might say, no, it.
No, it wasn't, or I didn't go.
Well, I don't know what I'd say. I didn't go, I reckon. I don't know.
Okay, or
I
no,
didn't
it,
go to town.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't me or something.
Okay.
Know.
And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she take along a little square of cloth to use as a
pattern. Okay.
And if you go into a store and maybe they have a new kind of food, they want you to try it, they'd offer you a free
sample.
Yeah, free sample.
And something a woman would wear over a dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in
that.
To sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
You'd hold a diaper pen.
And the soup that you buy comes in a can made out of
something made out of
soup comes in a can made out of
tin, I guess, when
okay.
It's metal or something. I don't know what it's called. Tin can, I guess. Tin can.
And you'd say a dime is worth.
A dime?
Is worth.
10 cents?
Well, yeah, 10 cents.
Okay. What would a man wear to church on Sunday? If he was all dressed up.
What did he do right now?
What would he be wearing? A man.
A suit.
Okay. Well, and if he just bought it, it'd be a brand.
Brand new suit.
You remember the three-piece suits?
Yes.
What were the different parts?
Well, it was coat and pants and vest.
Okay. Any other name for pants?
Slacks.
What about something men would wear working around the bar?
You with your mama?
Huh?
What would men wear if they were working out around the barn or something? Something that'd come up?
Overhaul.
Okay. And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and
bring my coat?
Okay, so you'd say, so he went inside and he